driving is moving animals.
Just a review of some of the halakhot that we're learning in the Sefer Torah. It happens sometimes when a person gets aliyat from the Torah, the Baal Koreh shows him the wrong spot. You know, sometimes it's the same by the Ber Hashem and Moshe Lemor. Instead of showing him the lower paragraph, he shows him the higher paragraph, or vice versa. Or he shows him totally a wrong spot from the Perasha. And the fellow looks at the spot, he kisses it, and he makes the Beracha. After he makes the Beracha, they realize it was in the wrong place. What is the Halakha? So there's two opinions on this. Some say, well, he made the Beracha in the wrong spot. Therefore, he has to find the right spot and make a new Beracha. Some say, no. When he made the Beracha, he made the Beracha for the whole Torah, not for that exact spot. And therefore, b'di'avad, if he made the Beracha already and he showed him the wrong spot, it's okay. What's the opinion of Maran on this? So Maran in Siman Kufmen, and Halakha Gimal means two opinions. First, it means Yesh Omrim, She'ensa Sadiq L'Azur Al-Barech. He brings two opinions. The second opinion, which is the second yesh, says he has to go back and make another beracha. We have a general rule when it comes to Maran. Yesh v'yesh, halakha ki yesh batra. And therefore, since the halakha follows yesh batra, according to Maran, if a person looked at the wrong spot, or they showed him the wrong spot, and he made the beracha, he would have to make a new beracha. There's different questions on what does it mean they showed him the wrong spot. Some say they showed him on a different page, which means if it's on the same page, at least it's okay. That's what the Taz wants to say. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Others want to say if they showed him a part that they were going to read anyway later on, it's okay. But if they showed him a part from last week's parasha, it's not okay. A lot of different rules on this halakha. However, the Kaf HaHaim writes in Sif Katan Tevav, all these rules are irrelevant because we have a general rule that says Safek Berachot Lakir, even against Maran. So even though Maran holds to make a Beracha, however, since we have a rule Safek Berachot Lakir, Halakha L'Maaseh, in all cases, if they showed him the wrong spot, he will not have to make a Beracha again. Especially according to Harambam, that says anyway, you can make a Beracha from a Sefer Torah that's Pasul. So therefore the beracha is not necessarily on the Sefer Torah per se, it's just on the general reading. And that's where Hakam David Yosef comes out as well in Halakha Berurah. And therefore, Halakha Lema'aseh, of course the Baal Koreh should be careful to find the right place before they make the berachot. But in the case where the wrong place was shown, he does not have to make another beracha. The next halakha says that everybody who's standing at the teva must stand. The Shaliach Simu that's reading, the Somech, and the Oleh. What does it mean stand? The Yerushalmi says either it's because of the Kavod of the Torah or the Kavod of the Sibud. However way you want to learn, they must stand. And furthermore, the Halakha says it's asur for them to lean. Sometimes you see people go up to the Torah, they lean on the Teba. It's a mistake. Unless they're an old man or a Zaken, like we said, a chole, but they cannot. However, when we say they're allowed to lean, there's two very important halakhot that need to be understood. Leaning means that they're only putting their hand a little on the teva, but if they would move the teva, they wouldn't fall. If they would move the teva, the guy would fall, that's already considered, he's not standing. He's putting his total weight on the teva. So therefore, even those that are lenient to lean, like we said, an old man, or a man that's, let's say, overweight, or chole, where he needs to lean a little, it's only where he's putting a little of his weight on the teva. Secondly, the halakha says, like in this case of me, we have a teva with a rug. So the Sefer Torah is on the rug itself. It's assumed to lean on the rug itself, because the rug is holding the Sefer. And then one would have to move the rug a little. In this case, you can't. We have a little wood in the front. And just to lean on the wood of the teva, but not on the mat that the Sefer Torah is actually on, because that would be disrespectful. Again, b'di'avad, if somebody did lean when he read the Sefer Torah, b'di'avad, he is yotzeh. It's only a deen, l'chetachila. And therefore, if somebody was leaning, the halakha says, although his aliyah counts, it's better to make an extra aliyah. On Shabbat, where you can make extra aliyot, if you saw that he was leaning, it's better to fix him by an extra aliyah. There is the last halakha that we need to discuss, which still really remains a question. Maran holds that the one that gets the aliyah must read what the Baal Koreh. According to the Zohar Kadosh, you read in a low voice, so low that even you don't hear it yourself. It means in a silent voice, the way we pray the Amidah. That's what the Zohar Kadosh says. However, Maran says you have to read. It's not enough just to listen. And Maran holds that if you just listen, it's considered could be beracha lebatala. What's the logic? Why don't we have a rule that says Shomea Ka'oneh? Normally we say, as long as you listen, it's like you say. Because could be in this case, the Shaliach Sibur is not obligated to read. Only somebody that's obligated can be Motziyu. The Shaliach Sibur is just broadcasting it out loud for the Sibur. The main mitzvah is on the Oleh. So how can the Shaliach Sibur read and poter the Oleh? Could be that's a Sevara why Maran holds, you're not Yotzeh. And that's why he says also a blind man cannot get an aliyah to the Torah, because he cannot read from the Sefer. Maran does not make a difference between a blind man or Ama'aris. Just like a blind man cannot read from the Torah, or Ama'aris, let's say. He doesn't know how to read. So he's just staring at the words, blank, and he's listening to the Azan. Maran says this is Berakha Lebatala. This is a big question, because a lot of times we send the people to the Torah, and they just stand there, and they're not reading anything. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can rely on Shomea Ka'oneh. You can say that since they're hearing it, it's enough. And there are many poskim that are leaning like that. However, it's not the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. So this is something that we have a question on still. What is the minhag of the community? For example, the minhag of Syria or so on and so forth. What did they do? Did they send up people who didn't know how to read? How can they send up people who don't know how to read? They listen. Shomea Ka'oneh. Or maybe if they followed like Shulchan Aruch, it would not be good. So this is something that needs to be analyzed. But according to all opinions, the one that goes up to the Sefer is certainly preferable for him to read with the Baal Koreh. He should not read in an audible voice. He should read in a low voice where even he doesn't hear it. We don't want to confuse the Hazan. And according to the Zohar anyway, he's supposed to read it in a low voice.